The Las Vegas Raiders have partnered with the global lifestyle app True Connect to give the gift of wellness. Transform your mind, body, and soul through thousands of hours of premium fitness content, guided meditations, progress tracking, and more. Visit tcfree.fit to redeem one free year of True Connect exclusively for Raider Nation.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Welcome to the Raiders Press Pass, your credential to all things silver and black.
Here with the Las Vegas Review Journal. Welcome to Las Vegas. I was wondering if you could kind of sum up what these last 24 hours have been like, kind of culminating with walking into this building as the newest member of the Raiders.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. I feel like it hasn't all, soaked in yet. Just because last night was a lot of like emotions and stuff, and then went to sleep and got up early and caught a flight out here. So, I mean, it's exciting to see where I'm going to be at for the next couple of years, and hopefully it's a good place.
Brock, can you, Hondo Carpenter with Sports Illustrated, can you talk to us about maybe now that you've been picked, some them talking about the different ways to use you as a weapon?
Yeah, we haven't gotten too much into that yet. I think that'll come more in the next couple of weeks and with OTAs and rookie minicamp and all that. So, I mean, I'm excited to get to know like how I'm going to be used and what's going to happen. So,
it's been a short amount of time, but have you had any conversations with Zamir or Chris or any of those guys, any of the dogs in the building yet?
I haven't yet. I was going to hit them up, but it was felt like a long night last night, just waiting around and had a bunch of texts. So I'm looking forward to seeing them again and reconnecting with them.
Brock, coming into the draft, Max Crosby, he said all he really wanted to get out of this draft was to get to more dogs on the team, to play with more dogs. Do you feel like you'll bring that to the team?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a hardworking guy and is always competing. So, I mean, I love to compete. And I feel like that's something that I bring to the table every day in practice. I mean, I'm going to be trying to just win every rep.
Kind of an extension of that. Congratulations, by the way. I think kind of the story of your last season at Georgia, you underwent ankle surgery, came back in such a short time frame. I know you didn't want to make a big deal of it at the time. Might have talked about it a little bit. But looking back, what was that process like? How hard was it to get back on the field so quickly? And does that kind of speak to your mentality?
Yeah, I mean, when it happened, like, some of the coaches were like, you can come back or not. Like, I mean, it's completely up to you. But I was like, man, watching everyone still out there playing, watching all my guys playing, I wanted to be back out there and trying to help the team win. So, I mean, that's kind of what my mindset was. And then, just ended up being able to come back. So it was good.
Brock, I know in high school you played pretty much a little bit of everything position-wise. Do you think that helped you at all when it comes to improving as an overall player?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You got to know so many different things, like moving positions and everything like that, and, like, playing defense, too, in high school. And, even at Georgia, they moved me around a decent amount. So, I mean, it's a lot of fun to be moved around like that.
Brock, what have been your overall impressions so far of the facility, just meeting Antonio Pierce, initial thoughts of Las Vegas?
I mean, it's been awesome. I mean, it still feels kind of surreal. Like, I might not feel like, it's kind of crazy. This is my new home, and this is where I'm going to be spending the next couple of years, so I'm excited.
Being that you did play all those different positions in high school and that some universities were even recruiting you for other positions, was there a point that you can recall in high school or whatnot that you knew that tight end was your future in football?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there wasn't really a point that would like kind of hit me, but it was kind of always like a feel thing. I always felt like I was better at tight end. And I like catching the ball and trying to score instead of, I mean, just kind of my favorite thing to do is go score with the ball in my hands.
How'd you first find football way back when, and when'd you first start thinking NFL was really going to happen for you?
Man, I mean, football has always kind of been in the back of my mind. I mean, I remember watching NFL games on, like, Sunday and Monday and playing catch, like, in the living room, just watching games and being like, man, I want to be there one day. And I think all got kind of real, like, after my freshman year in college, and I was like, man, like, I'm going to have a shot at this, like, and go do it and live out my dream. So, yeah.
Were you surprised that you were able to have such success so early on, especially in, the SEC?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I came in there and was just kind of put my head down and just went to work. And, I mean, just wanted to help the team win any way I could. And, that was definitely special coming in there and being able to make an impact early.
spoke with somebody who covered you at Georgia last night, and they said that you were a prolific film watcher. Where did that come from with you, out of being such a student of the game, watching film?
Yeah, I think that had to do with a little bit of like the coach's influence. Like, I mean, they say if you want to be great, you got to watch film and study your opponent. And I mean, just kind of want to do my best in every single game situation, be prepared for the game. So, I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Are there specific tight ends you studied on film to get better as well?
Yeah, I mean, I like watching a little bit of NFL tape and getting to know what those guys do. I mean, like Mark Andrews, Kelsey, Kittle, all those guys. It's fun to watch.
So we got to ask, growing up in Napa, were you a Raider family, or how did that work?
Well, we're a little bit of the Niners. We like the Niners a little bit, but the Raiders did their training camp in Napa. So I used to at my middle school, actually. That was my middle school where they went. So it's pretty cool. It all comes full circle like that.
How quickly last night did everybody switch over from Niners to Raiders in the family?
I mean, it was about – there were a lot of Raiders fans there, though. Yeah. A lot of people like the Raiders from Napa, so.
You talked about the training camp being there when you were young. I mean, has it kind of dawned on you of, like, thinking back of watching them train and now you're part of that organization?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, like, if someone had told me then I would be a part of that team and that organization, I'd be like, no way. Like, but yeah, it's pretty crazy how it all comes around.
Coming out of high school, it felt like you wanted to go down south and play in the SEC and push yourself against the best. Was that sort of the thought process behind making that decision and going down there to Athens?
Yeah. I mean, everyone always said the SEC had the best competition and everything like that. So wanted to go somewhere where that was the case and we win some football games. So I think we did that.
You might have won more football games than just about anyone the last few years. What can you bring from being a part of that winning culture and what you guys built at Georgia and bring it here right away?
Yeah, I think the culture at Georgia was really good. I mean, we had like a winning standard, and the standard was everything there. So, I mean, I hope it I'm excited to see what we got going on here and just get after it.
You were on a team with Zamir White. How excited are you to kind of be reunited with him as well?
Yeah, Zamir and Chris Smith both were played with both them. So I'm excited to reconnect with them. And I mean, hopefully learn things about the area and around the building. I mean, excited.
You know, Zamir's always talking to us about all the things he likes to do outdoors. I know you're a big outdoors guy, too. You think is there going to be enough around here to satisfy you in that regard?
I mean, I hope so. I'm sure there is. We'll see what happens.
Have you been to Vegas? Were you excited to be picked to be in this city?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I mean, it's definitely closer than Georgia to home. So that makes flights a little easier for my friends and family and stuff and going back home. So, yeah, I'm definitely excited to get to know the area more. And, yeah.
Just from the pre-draft process and any interviews that you kind of had with AP, what's your initial thoughts of just him as a coach and him as a person?
Yeah, I mean, he's awesome. I mean, I'm so excited to be able to play for a coach like that. And, I mean, I'm just ready to get to work and see how everything rolls out here.
I know you've only been in the league for, like, 12 hours now or something. But, I mean, have you thought, like, long-term, what are your goals? What do you want to accomplish in the league?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't thought much about long-term goals. I mean, I'm more focused on, like, what I can do right now and just be as prepared as I can for rookie mini camp and everything upcoming this next year. So, I mean, I'm excited to just try to do whatever I can to help the team win and just do me.
So you got mom and dad here. I'm sure they drove you to a lot of practices over the years and got you to 7-on-7 tournaments. What's it like to be able to have them here at this moment?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome having them here, obviously. They supported me through it all, and they've been there with me every step of the way. So, I mean, I'm sure that'll continue, and, I mean, yeah.
Who's the best athlete in your family?
That's always a big argument. I usually let them argue. Both my parents argue about it, but, yeah. I don't want to say anything. No comment on that.
Brock, just thoughts on, sharing the tight end room with Michael Mayer. It doesn't seem like it's very, often you'll have two pretty high draft pick tight ends so young, in the same tight end room together.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to get to work with him, and I mean, hopefully he can teach me a thing or two. And yeah, I mean, I remember watching him in college and at the next level. So, I mean, I'm excited to see what happens and meet with all the guys.
Thanks for listening to the Raiders Press Pass. For all things silver and black, download the Raiders app and visit Raiders.com.
Hey, did you see that game last weekend? It was crazy.
Actually, we were there.
Wait, like in person? How'd you swing that?
Allegiant had a super affordable nonstop flight out there. And with how low the airfare was, buying tickets to the game was a no-brainer.
Hold my beer. I'm going to Allegiant.com right now.
Allegiant, the official airline of the Las Vegas Raiders. Experience the game you love at Allegiant Stadium. Visit Allegiant.com/Raiders to book your flight, game tickets, and hotel all in one place.